We're going to have another movie night at the church Thursday, March 20th at 6:15 p.m. and there will be popcorn. Charitable tax receipts are out, which you will find in your church mailbox at the church office. We will be having a joint service with the Father's House on Good Friday, and we'll let you know the times. If you would like prayer today, there will be people in the back corner to pray with you. Thank you.
Thanks, Ernie. Would you stand with us and we'll just carry on?
Oceans wave.
Amen. So be it. Before you sit down, you're free to greet each other, and kids, you're free to go to Sunday school.
Of life, and all of a sudden bread showed up. So I thought that was very applicable. This morning I'm going to preach on Jesus is the light. I am the light. I'm not sure if you're going to get lights to take home today. There is actually lots of bread and buns here for you to take when you go home. And we'll be checking if you don't take something. We'll make you go back to take something. So there's bread and buns here on the table. Please take whatever you want. This morning, we're going to use Ephesians to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration, Ephesians 3, 14 to 17, Paul writes, "When I think of this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down deep into God's love and keep you strong. Let us come in the same attitude of complete surrender to God, falling to our knees, completely opening our hearts in trust to Christ, that he may be at home within us through his Spirit. In adoration, express your love and commitment to our strong and glorious God." Confession, Ephesians 4:17-24. Live no longer as the Gentiles do, for they're hopelessly confused. Their minds are full of darkness. They wander far from the life God gives. This isn't what you learned about Christ. Throw off your old sinful nature, your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Like God, truly righteous and holy. Let us come and ask the Spirit to renew our hearts and minds. We're constantly being pulled to our old nature, bombarded by the confused and corrupted way of the world. Let's confess our sins so we can put on the new nature of righteousness and holiness that God gives us. Thanksgiving, Paul writes in Ephesians 1:6-11. So we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us, who belong to his dear Son. He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins. He showered his kindness on us, along with all wisdom and understanding. Furthermore, because we're united with Christ, we've received an inheritance from God, for he chose us in advance and makes everything work out according to his plan. Let's be thankful for the ways in which God has richly showered his kindness to us this week. We can completely rest in the kindness of God and in faith trust that he'll work everything out in our lives. Supplication, Ephesians 6:10-19. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on God's armor so you'll be able to stand against the strategies of the devil. For we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly realms. Pray in the Spirit at all times, on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. We're called to be a people of prayer. This is how we fight in the spiritual world for ourselves on behalf of others. Let us bring requests before our God, who listens and longs to be our deliverer. We pray for Matthew and Trina and their family, for Judith and Danny, Corrine and Isaac, for Gloria and Jerry, for Kaylin and Chris and Remy, for Tara and Tavia and Michael and their family, for Drew, for Brad and Terry Lynn and their family, Lou's health, for James and Tara and their family, for Michaela and Oliver, for Sabrina and Michael, for Ernie and Darlene, and then some of the places around the world, Ethiopia, Fiji, Finland, Syria, the Ukraine, for Canada, United States, God, we pray for healing in our land. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that are too weighty for us to bear in care. We know that you care. We know that you love us. And that we can give and surrender these to you, our good and great God. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus taught us, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning. This morning's scripture reading comes from Psalms 27:1-8. The Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. So why should I tremble? When evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I am attacked, I will remain confident. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditations in his temple. For he will conceal me there when troubles come. He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a high rock. Then I will hold my head high above my enemies who surround me. At his sanctuary, I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy, singing and praising the Lord with music. Hear me as I pray, O Lord, be merciful and answer me. My heart has heard you say, come and talk to me, and my heart responds, Lord, I am coming.